Welcome to Soul Sisters with me, Georgie Crawford.
And me, Claire Solon.
This is the podcast that guarantees plenty of aha moments and lovely white smiles thanks to our favourite toothpaste, Colgate Max White Ultra. We love partnering with Colgate Max White Ultra because we've seen the results and it really does deeply whiten your teeth in just 3 days. So if you want whiter teeth for Christmas or any parties you have coming up, get yourself into Dunn's. It's half price until the 5th of January. Colgate Max White Ultra is available, as I said, in Dunn's, also in Tesco, Super Value and pharmacies nationwide.
Now, you Soul Sisters have been getting in touch with us and we have been sending you out Colgate Max White Ultra to try, and you've been sending us back results. This week, we have a voice note from Aoife.
Hi, Soul Sisters. This is Aoife here, an OG Good Glow fan from day one. I recently thought I couldn't attend a very good friend's wedding due to my partner having emergency surgery on his back and unable to look after our baby. However, after guidance from one of Georgie's Good Glow episodes, I had asked the universe for a sign. The universe gladly provided multiple green lights for me to attend this wedding. However, it was very last minute. No brows, no nails, no hair done before the wedding. So with 3 days to spare, what did I do? I whipped out my Colgate Max White Ultra, thanks to the Good Glow. Did my teeth twice a day with a good strong brush. And there we had it. My teeth were gleaming. I turned up to the wedding, beaming from ear to ear, unexpectedly there. The bride burst into tears when she saw me, and she saw my big white smile beaming back at her, so happy to be there. And so thank you so much to the Soul Sisters and to Colgate Max White Ultra. You're the best.
Nothing like going abroad for a friend's wedding, having the best time of your life, and also, ding, having great teeth. Thank you, Colgate Max White Ultra. And actually, listening to Aoife, it reminded me it would be a really good thing, a great gift for your bridesmaids to pop into the bags. Or if you're going on a hen, you could put like Colgate Max White Ultra into the goodie bags.
How are you?
I've had a good week. I've had a really good week.
Did you get any feedback on spending Christmas alone?
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up, because I would have forgotten, my poor perimenopausal brain. So first of all, I have Tuesday meditations, which, by the way, you have to come to before the end of the series.
God, I love to.
8 p.m. Tuesday evening, please come along and then we can have a chat about it on the pod. It's mantra meditations. And on there, Joanne, who is a soul sister, said, the first thing she said to me on Tuesday when we logged on to Zoom was, Claire, I spent one of my most memorable Christmases alone in London. And I was like, Joanne, tell me. She was like, it was just, you know, super relaxed, super chilled, ate what I wanted, enjoyed the day. You know, there's an opportunity to go out and maybe feed the homeless.
Yes.
I could do some work with my Tooting Community Kitchen. So go out and do a bit of that. Like Joanne was saying, go out and do a little bit of charity, Meals on Wheels or whatever is necessary. Then sit down and put your feet up and think, right, the day is my own.
And would you cook a Christmas dinner, do you think?
I will definitely. Yeah, I will definitely do. I'm going to spend a bit of time kind of planning what it is. You know what I could do, which is slightly morbid, but it's only because it's usually your favourite stuff. What is your like death row meal? Maybe I'll make my death row meal for myself.
Well, this Christmas is shaping up to be a wonderful time. What did you do for Christmas? Well, I didn't go visit my family. I chose to be alone and I ate my death row meal. Five stars. This is blowing my freaking mind.
My God.
She's jealous.
How many of us talk about our death row, what is it called?
Death row meals.
Death
and never
row
make
meal.
Them.
Why? Why are we waiting until we're up in jail and about to get killed by lethal injection to make our favourite food?
It is. And you know what? Even here's a step further. Go and order it somewhere so you don't even have to go to the trouble of making it. Like, figure out what it is and what restaurant can cater to all three of your courses.
Oh my God, Claire, this is Christmas Day, spending it alone, eating your death row meal is like peak self-love and self-care.
Isn't it? Another DM from a soul sister. I did actually get loads of people endorsing this Christmas plan. Siobhan says, "Hi Claire, listen to this week's episode and felt I should drop you a message about your Xmas plans. I've been taking myself to Donegal since 2021. I go away for 4 nights to an Airbnb, 23rd to 27th. I book somewhere different every year, just as long as it's close to a beach, as I love my walk and I love to put my feet bare feet into the water. It's so empowering and I value that quiet time for me and I'm never lonely. I also cook my own Christmas dinner, usually steak. Love it. And I think you will too."
Okay. Give us the death row meal.
So I didn't even think that you'd come to me on this, but okay. Tuna sashimi to start. Really, really good. Like good sashimi. Then I love truffle tender stem broccoli.
Oh.
With like, you know, some sort of sesame seeds and some sort of deliciousness. Little palate cleanser maybe then.
Like a sorbet?
Yeah, something like that. On to the main. So I fall somewhere between Angela Hartnett made a roast chicken on dish that was so exceptional that it changed how I look at roast chicken, because it's roast chicken people think is pretty average. So I would probably go for Angela Hartnett's roast chicken with the trimmings, or like Siobhan has said, a really beautifully cooked fillet steak with triple cooked chips and some asparagus spears. Haven't said anything about the drinks yet. So a glass of champagne, please. Hurry, don't spare the horses. Then a lovely Pinot Noir, maybe with my steak. And then for dessert, okay, banoffee or a cocktail, which is a Negroni.
Nice.
Or three.
Yours. Okay, mine is, I'm starting with bang, bang cauliflower.
What about this?
And I'm going to have some Brussels sprouts, like how they cook them in LA. Then I'm going to go in to a little vegetable, like a nice veg course. So like, you know, the broccoli with like shaved parmesan.
Delish.
Few asparagus tips, you've inspired me. Then I'm getting into, okay, an In-N-Out double burger with no ick in terms of in my own brain that I'm eating a burger. Like just fully enjoying it and loving it.
Ick-free, guilt-free, okay.
An ick-free burger. So like there's no thoughts of me, you know, eat the fact that I'm eating a cow exist in my brain. Loads of cheese, pickles, onion, gorgeous burger, loads of chips. And then I'm having Jamie's mum's apple crumble. And then I am having a cheese board and loads of red wine.
What kind of red wine do you like?
So we would usually drink Spanish Rioja.
Delish.
Spanish Rioja. And then I might have a nice peppermint tea afterwards.
Well done. Good digestion before death.
But yeah, that's so interesting. Cook your death row meal on Christmas Day and watch a Diane Keaton movie. I mean, who needs family, friends, any sort of Christmas dinner?
So, you know, we talked about last week, or we talked about before, the tradition of the Jamie's mates, your mates going to the cinema and then having
chipper chips and a ham.
Yeah. So a death row meal could actually be inspiring one of our soul sisters now to say to her fella or whoever she's spending Christmas with, turkey's off the menu.
See, it's interesting, isn't it, that we wait until this actually brings me on to, I listened to Kris Jenner on Jay Shetty. So he interviewed her and you could tell that this was the interview he'd been waiting for. Maybe kind of, you know, Jay is so evolved and the way he looks at things, he's very wise. And so it makes sense that he would probably get on best with the oldest Kardashian, you know, with the most amount of experience. But it's really interesting. She talked about her childhood. She spoke about, you know, her kids. She spoke about men's mental health and how she supports all of her daughter's exes, which has been an interesting topic over the year, right?
And her ex.
And she said something that kind of stopped me in my tracks. And this is, you know, loosely linked to the death row meal. He was talking about like giving yourself, the younger self, advice. And she said, slow down. She said, when you get to my age, you want to shout, slow down and enjoy it all. Enjoy every second, because all of a sudden it's gone. And just like that, licking my fingers in case it didn't come out on the podcast, Kris Jenner is 70 and reflecting on her life and many years left to live, of course. But also, we need to listen to people who are in their 70s, 80s, 90s and beyond, because they have lived and they have the golden advice that we need to take. And so Kris was like, enjoy the journey. And we're all just, it's too fast. We're too distracted. There's just too much going on. Just stop and appreciate actually that it's a miracle that you get to wake up every day and be well. It's a freaking miracle. And there's so many people that that's all they want in life. All they want is to be able to sit on the floor with their kids or get up on a Monday and go to work or work on something they're passionate about. Just seriously, like, it's such a lesson that I've been really conscious of over the last couple of weeks and months. And yeah, maybe it's because another year has zoomed by even I think this has been the fastest year ever. And it's terrifying, you know, how much we're just numbing ourselves and zooming through it all. And I really resonated with that Kris Jenner quote this week.
I'm with you on the slow down. And I appreciate that comes from Kris Jenner as well, because the madness of the Kardashians, you know, and the juggernaut that is them. It's interesting. They've been stepping out of character quite a bit. I listened to Kim on Alex Cooper. You know, and they're just interesting. They're slightly, for me anyway, they're slightly distancing themselves from, you know, what they're stereotypically seen for. I have also been on a massive slowdown, and I suppose me getting back into work, I have been able to look back at the last few months since I was, you know, made redundant and the accident and stuff, and I can see the benefit of the slowdown. I got to India and my energy was really good, and getting back into work, I feel like I've got a real appetite for life, I suppose, that I didn't have when I was really stressed and really running at pace. And one of the girls who came on the India trip with me was voice noting me the other day, and we were just talking about, like, she was saying that she's quite worried about things and she's quite stressed out since she came back, because India kicks up that stuff, you know, it signposts things in your life that really need to be dealt with. And I'd said to her, look, if you can, chill pill your days, be in the present moment, making assumptions for me is so dangerous. You're like, I know how this day is going. I know how this week is going. I know how this month is going. That steals all of the joy and the adventure and the not knowing from what's ahead. And I was definitely in that place myself a couple of months ago. And our soul sister came back to me and said, I realized I've been worrying. I worried whether I was going to have Coke or wine with my pizza. I worried whether I had done a good job in the job interview I had gone to yesterday, or whether I even wanted the job. It's worry, it's micro worries which create this just low level of stress and lack of appreciation, as you say, for your day to day.
Yeah. And even what you were saying, sorry to interrupt you there, even what you were saying there, like, I presume this is going to be a shit week or a shit, you, like, half of us don't even know what a shit week is. We don't know. Yeah, okay, life is hard. We're all struggling, but like, my God, we're so lucky. I don't know if that's like too aggressive, but I just feel like screaming sometimes.
But if you think back, and I have something else I'd like to just, which is similar to this, which I'll talk to you about in a second, but somebody who was in a similar situation to you. So if you think about, as soon as you got that diagnosis, everything stopped. Everything lost significance, and nothing mattered, only getting treatment and getting well. And as we come into Christmas, and as we look ahead and go, I know what the Christmas party is going to be like. I know what the stress of getting wrapped up and ready for Christmas with the family is going to be like. I know what Christmas Day is going to be like. Change the station. I told you that a couple of weeks ago what me not going home for Christmas did for my family. It gives everybody an opportunity to choose something different. Don't assume you're going to piss people off by making a decision that suits you.
Is it like, this is so, like, we're talking about the big stuff, but this is the small stuff. Just my example that I'm going to give you. Like I said to my mum, we're going up there for Christmas dinner. I was like, let's get into our pajamas at 3 o'clock. There's millions of people that do that all around the world on Christmas Day, but we don't. And I was like, this year, let's sit on the couch. We always sit around the table. It's like, let's eat our dinner and sit on the couch, you know? And my mum's thrilled that we're sitting. Do is absolutely bloody delighted, you know, because let's just change it. Let's just do what makes us actually happy. And also, I know how much you love your mum and dad and your sister and your nephews. I know, I can feel that from you. And I feel it from your mum, how much she loves you. Just because you're not coming home for Christmas does not mean that you don't love your family.
And if you think about it, in terms of my mum, if you ask my mum, what is it you wish for Claire most? I wish for her to be happy, to live a life that she wants to live, to meet somebody lovely and settle down. That's what she wishes for me. So if I keep doing the same thing over and over, being ostensibly a child, how is the universe going to look at me and say, she's an adult, she wants to settle down?
Yeah, it's funny actually, because that is unconditional love from your mum. So my little brother, I call him my little brother, he's 6'4", Sam, is engaged to Sophie. They are traveling for Christmas this year. And my mum, of course, she's sad that Sam's not going to be here on Christmas Day, but she's so happy for him to go and is like releasing him. Do you know what I mean? Not that she needs to, but her genuine selflessness when it comes to Sam's Christmas plans is freaking inspiring, to be honest, because there's a lot of mums out there who things have to stay the same and you have to do this and blah, 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 blah. And we see that and we get that. But actually to let your child go is such a gift to them.
Just a final point on that. I am not a mother by choice, but that just, what came up for me as you said that, mums are clinging on, you know, for things to stay the same. And then maybe spending the rest of the year pushing their kids to do, you know, to get out there and to get the husband and have the baby and you know, build the house or buy the house. It's contradictory in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's as far as much as we can, as parents, we can't be like, we raise them to be independent and then we cling on for dear life to keep them. And look, again, we talked about this Christmas as let me hold on. Where's the book? A New Earth. Christmas is all of us assembling. Here it is. Eckhart Tolle. Christmas is all of us assembling our pain bodies together to eat dinner. So a lot of the time, we will be triggered by family gatherings. So say, for instance, I was going to do what Sam and Soph are doing. It would mean more to me, and it would be a better outcome if I was to go and have dinner or a weekend with my folks in early December and then jet off to Bali and do me, because there's less pressure on the roast dinner we're going to have in early December. And then I'm gone off creating new memories around New Year.
Yeah.
And you're getting to do what both parties want, which is spend loving time together without stress.
Wow. One more thing on letting go. So this is so interesting. Why does this keep happening? Everything is so linked. So last night, Jamie and I were invited to the cheese bar.
The Italian cheese bar.
The French cheese bar, Claire.
Oh.
Do the Italians like cheese? Oh yeah, pizzas. We were invited at nighttime. It was a cheese board tutorial night. So we were invited down by Julian, is our French friend. Liz Dwyer is his partner. She is like PR guru, and organizes loads of amazing events, and took on this event for Julian and invited loads of people down. And Julian showed us how to cut cheese correctly, how to create a cheese board. Like, he sat down beside us, and I was like, this is my chance to like quiz Julian about, you know, where he came from, what his life was like. And Julian said that he was, you know, such a high pressure job, worked in Paris. But Julian finally said, I can't do this anymore. I need to go to Canada or some other city and set up a cheese business. And I said, Julian, was that terrifying? That's so scary. And he looked at me and he said, it wasn't, no. And I said, why? And he said, because I couldn't take any more. And when you finally get to the point where you can't take any more, the leap isn't scary because you know what you need to do if you're clued in enough. Okay, leaping, maybe it's always going to be a bit scary. But when you know in your heart and soul that something is right, to let go, to move on, to quit, to start again, like, you know, and you have to honor that, because if you don't, where will you end up?
You're right about things being linked and the weirdness of the way that these last couple of episodes have gone for us. I was looking at a quote earlier on and I was like, I wonder, will this fit for Soul Sisters? Mediocrity is always invisible until passion shows up and exposes it. The mediocrity until his passion for cheese explodes out and he leaves and starts a new life.
Wow. Now, guys, you have to go in. It's called Icar. It's in Whelan's Wines near Loughlinstown. So it's where the Silver Tassie used to be. It's in there, guys. Gluten-free hobnobber came from Swords for a coffee one day. And his glow is the real deal. And that is the glow from following your heart and your soul and your passion.
I've got a question. Miss. Next time you go down and see Julien, you have to ask him, does he have any single French friends who are looking for a girlfriend, possibly with red hair, who's learning French on Zoom? D'accord?
Huge thank you to Colgate for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Did you know, unlike regular whitening toothpaste that only remove surface stains. Colgate Max White Ultra also removes deep-set stains embedded in the enamel over time to deeply whiten your teeth in just 3 days. Most importantly, it's the number one brand recommended and trusted by dentists. It's backed by science and dental professionals. And for us, we love it because it actually works. It's clinically proven and enamel safe, so you can use it daily without worry. And the packaging is so divine, you can display it proudly in your bathroom with all your favorite beauty products. Claire, give us your reason to smile this week.
I was going out to the sisterly event and I was getting ready and I was thinking to myself, what am I going to put on? Did my hair, did my face, brushed my teeth with my Colgate Max White Ultra, ready to go. And I found in the back of my wardrobe a pair of heels. What made me smile was when I got into the event in Soho and I walked in and all of the girls, well, half and half, half glamorous, half very cool. I felt like $1 million in a pair of heels. And I was standing, the trousers fell so beautifully over the heels and I just had my hands in my pockets and the jacket was quite, you know, loose and oversized. And I smiled to myself and I thought, I'm going to tell my soul sisters about this because it's worth the effort. For those of us who don't do it, try it out again.
Absolutely love that, Claire. Thank you so much to Colgate for sponsoring Soul Sisters this season. Half Price in Dunn's now until the 5th of Jan. Okay, so lots to recommend with Christmas around the corner. But what I am going to recommend today is, it's really interesting, right? So I'm sure there's loads of us that are exactly like this, where you basically abused your skin for so many years and now we're 40 and sometimes, I don't know about you, but I look in the mirror and I'm like, who is this person? So a couple of months ago, I went to see Ivana Breen, who is total soul sister. And I went in and I felt so comfortable with her, which I think is really important when you go for a facial, because sometimes you're just a little bit self-conscious and you don't really discuss what you don't like about your skin with somebody. But I sat down and I literally spoke to her as if she was a therapist for 10 minutes about my skin and how I wanted to become comfortable in my own skin, you know, not just mentally and emotionally, but physically comfortable in my own skin. So when I was in chemotherapy, my skin was the best it ever was, which is strange. But then when I came through the cancer, and I've never had perfect skin. And so I've been going to see her and she has been giving me facials, but also giving me so much confidence and also the education on how I can look after my skin. So she speaks a lot about the skin barrier. And, you know, that's just something I would have scrolled past before, especially online. And the importance of actually really nourishing your skin, moisturizing properly, using serums. And I have to say, it's been incredible. So my recommends this week is that if you are uncomfortable in your own skin, go find somebody who's an expert in the field and they will help you, like Ivana Breen has helped me. And I've just really enjoyed the process.
Nice.
Is that very deep?
No, it's only skin deep. Something else that I've done that I wanted to suggest to the Soul Sisters. So I have put a picture of Dennis, my darling coach and mentor, who passed away 2 years ago. And the picture is Dennis on the front of my phone, and it's him with a really cheeky grin, like a real lovely smile. And so every time that something happens, be it good or bad, when I see his picture, it reminds me of him and what he would say, congratulations on what's just happened, or don't you worry, this is only a moment in time. So here's my suggestion to you. If you have a picture of somebody who has passed, who has an expression like that, who's like a little wink or a nod or a big laugh, put it on your phone. If you don't, take one. Take one of your mother, take one of your father, take one, a funny, cheeky little grin or pose. Have it for the day that you lose them so that they'll always be there smiling back at you.
Wow. That's the best recommends we've ever had on this podcast. Lovely. So what is your plan for the week ahead?
You always ask me this question and I have no idea.
Yeah, because you're Claire in the now, Solon.
Exactly. I have Zoe's show tomorrow, but she's off because it's her birthday. So I have Zoe tomorrow, but it's actually Owine Wynn Evans who's covering for her because it's her birthday. And then I'm back into the working world next week. So I'm suddenly the busiest gal ever.
Amazing. I'm going to recommend people to come to my show. There's a handful of tickets left. It's going to be brilliant. So there's a few tickets left. I'll leave a link in the show notes. Jamie's doing Run the Line tomorrow. So he's going off for a 26-kilometer run with Greg O'Shea in the mountains.
Yeah.
So I will be cheering them on. It is so cold over here. We're fully into winter. So we'll be battening down the hatches for the next couple of weeks until the show and just sticking on the fire and watching the wheel and snacking on some nice things. That's my plan.
And the other thing is your show. Do you remember we talked about getting single soul sisters or people who are coming alone to get in touch? So maybe if you do want to get in touch, send you a DM and then you can maybe do a little...
Yeah, I had a couple of soul sisters get in touch about that. So if you are coming to the show alone or you want to meet up with other people, drop me a DM into my Instagram and I will get back to you. But thank you so much to the soul sisters for coming on, I suppose, this journey this season with us. We're speaking straight from the heart, which we always try to do. But I think this season we're having important conversations. So we really appreciate all the nods along in the car, in the kitchen, out for your walk. We appreciate you guys.
Definitely. And to those of you who have contacted us on our very difficult to remember number, the Soul Sisters Hotliners, I salute you.
Now you have a burner phone, a death row meal. I mean, Claire Solon has gone rogue.
Who is she? Who is she?
Don't forget, Colgate Max White Ultra is half price in Dunn's, down from €12 to €6 until the 5th of January. See you next week.